我们今天就讲到约书亚和约书亚记的第三个部分。
So today I'd like to share with you about Joshua and the book of Joshua, third part.
我们上一次看见那个约书亚带领以色列人，无论是那个时候过约旦河，或者是攻取耶利哥城，完全是靠神自己的作为。
So last time we take a look at how, regardless whether Joshua was leading the Israelites crossing the River Jordan or taking the city of Jericho, all of this are accomplished by God Himself. Because they didn't need to do anything. All they had to do was just follow the ark. And also we took a look at what is a Jubilee.
因为一个人他站在主的这边讨主的喜悦。
Because for when a person stands on the side of the Lord and doing things that are delight to the Lord,
结果全家他全范围的人事物都蒙福。
Then his whole entire family and his entire circle are being blessed.
今天我们接下去就要看以色列人在攻打他下一个城爱城的时候。为什么竟然会在爱城人的面前逃跑？
And so today we would like to take a look at the event of the Israelite trying to take the city of Ai, and how is it and why is it that when they were trying to do so, they fled before the people of the city of Ai.
你回家的时候可以看一下约书亚记七章五节，就讲说那个时候以色列人心啊都消化如水。
And when you go home today, you can read on chapter 7, verse 5, in which it described that the Israelites, the hearts of the people melted and became as water. So we remember that when they were initially trying to take the city of Jericho on the seventh day in the morning,
约书亚就吩咐众百姓除了金子、银子和铜铁的器皿，都要归神入库。
And so Joshua commanded the people that other than gold, silver, and bronze vessels that need to be put into the treasury of the Lord.
还有呢，就是必须要救出拉合和他全那个范围里，他所有的在他房子里的那个所有的人事物之外。
And also saving Rahab and also everything that's within her house, people and things within her house, as her sphere.
那么那个城就是耶利哥城和其他所有的都要完全摧毁。
And other than these things, then the entire city of Jericho and everything else associated with it must be destroyed.
因为那个时候叫做这个 under the ban, 就是说这个是个当灭之物，不可以捏在你的手上。
Because everything else, all these other things are determined as what's called under the ban, so they can't touch these things.
不能留在你的手上。
They cannot be in your possession.
不然的话，整个全营都要受咒诅。
Otherwise, the entire people will be cursed.
但是没有想到这个事情竟然很不幸的发生了。
Unfortunately, it still happened.
是当年这个爱城在耶利哥西边十五里远的地方。
So the city of Ai is to the east of Jericho. I'm sorry, to the west of Jericho, about 15 miles.
那它的人口大概有一万两千人。
And the population was about 12,000.
那么他们那个时候有先派人去窥探这个爱城吗？
And so initially they sent spies to spy out the city.
他们回来就说这个城啊，只要两三千人就可以把它攻下来了。
And so the spies returned and told them that they only need 2,000 to 3,000 people to take the city.
所以他们就派了三千个人去攻城。
And so they sent out 3,000 people to take on the city.
结果呢，他们被杀了36个人，以色列人哈。
But in the end, it turned. But what resulted was, 36 of them were killed.
然后其他的那些以色列人的兵丁呢，也准备逃跑。
And the rest of the soldiers they turned around and fled.
那么这个事情是从来没有过的，因为他都这么顺利哈。
And so this, they never encountered this before.
所以约书亚和众长老就伏伏在约柜前就求问神了。
And so Joshua along with the other elders they bowed before the ark and asked.
这下才知道，因为上次攻打那个耶利哥城的时候，有的人取了有人取了当灭之物，就是这个犯了这个禁令了。
And only then they realized that last time when they were taking on the city of Jericho, somebody took things that are under the ban. And so they broke the
command. Yeah,
and because of that, the Israelites could not stand before their enemies.
因为全以色列人哦, 就是只要有一个人犯了罪, 全以色列人都陷落在这个被咒诅的底下。
And because of one person taking things under the ban, they were under the curse, so the entire Israelites were under the curse.
所以呢, 神就吩咐百姓, 你们要自洁。
And that's why God commanded his people that they need to sanctify themselves first.
所以你看见神在这个旧约里啊, 他记载的事情都是在教我们新约的人, 后来的人。
And so from this you can see that all the things that God records in the Old Testament, they are a lesson for us in the New Testament time to,
所以你看,
to learn.
所以你看见很重要的事情就是所有这个我们这个属灵的征战啊, 我们一定要对付一切的过犯。
So from this you realize that all the spiritual warfare that we must first start dealing with our own past transgressions.
必须自洁,分别为圣,
and sanctify ourselves first, and then only then can we have victory over the enemy.
那么在这个爱城的战争之前呢,他们在河东已经打过很多那个战役了。
And before the battle for the city of Ai, they already been through a lot of battles in the east of the river.
所以一般来讲,他们通常就是把男的一定要全部杀光。
And so normally that is standard procedure for them to kill all the men.
这个圣经里这个男的这个很重要哈。
So in the Bible, men are very important.
但是妇女、孩子、牲畜和一切的财物呢，就可以取来做掠物的。
Women, children, and then all the animals and all the possessions that they could take as booty for themselves.
所以我不晓得亚干是怎么回事啊。
So I don't know what happened in Achan.
他可能他这个个性比较疏忽, 而且他小看了这个禁令啊。
So probably he is a person who just doesn't like to obey the rules, and so or he took lightly of the ban on taking things that are under the ban.
因为当他后来自己讲的时候，他说他看见一件美好的士拿的衣服。
Because according to him, what he recounted is that at the time he saw this beautiful mantle from Shinar.
他这后来有的人就说，这个大概是一个镶有很多珍宝的那个美丽的一个王族的袍子。
So a lot of people later speculated that perhaps what he saw was this very beautiful royal robe with a lot of precious stones upon it.
所以他就贪心发作了啊。And
so he coveted.
他就拿了这个袍子,
and he took the robe and also some other precious metals.
但是他没有记得在《申命记》28章15节那以前摩西讲过的话。
So he probably had forgotten what Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15.
他说,人如果不听耶和华的话,就有咒诅临到你身上。
In which Moses said, if you do not obey the Lord your God, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you.
这个是,而且很严重的,就等于这个跟喜年一样,他的不但临到你,还临到你的工作,还临到你所生。
And then more importantly is that, just like Jubilee, is that not only will the curse come upon you, but also your work and your entire life.
你的生的就是说你的孩子。
Oh, sorry. Also your descendants.
还有你地所出产的和你的牲畜。
And what your ground produces, and also your cattle and your animals.
就等于说是你全部范围里面的人事物。
So basically, everything that's within your circle, your sphere, will be destroyed.
如果我们不听耶和华的话, 这一切都要被毁灭。
So if we do not listen to God, then all this will be destroyed.
所以呢，后来当亚干他自己承认他犯的错误的时候。
And so that's why later when Achan admits to his transgressions. To clarify that he didn't come out admit this on his own, but it took basically an inquiry into each tribe and each family, and through that process, finally narrowed down to him.
所以当神把他标出来指出的时候，他这个亚干自己先被石头打死了。
And so finally, when he was pointed out, then Achan himself was stoned to death.
然后他全家所有的人、物、牲畜，还有这些原来在这个 ban 底下的这些东西，全部被火烧在耶利哥城南方一里路远的雅各谷。
And then after that, then his entire family, all the people, the animals, the possessions, as well as the things that he took under the ban, all these were destroyed by fire in the valley of Achor, that is to the south, about a mile to the south of the city of Jericho.
结果你看这个事情就过去了，因为他被处置了。
And then because it was dealt with,then this whole curse will pass.
所以这给我们一个什么功课呢？
And so the lesson that this teaches us is,
我们要很小心我们看见的东西。
And we must be careful of what we see.
因为你看亚干他承认罪的时候，
Because if you look in detail when Achan admits to his transgressions,
他先说我看见。
He first said, I saw.
然后呢，我就贪爱了。
And then the second step was he coveted them.
然后第三步就我拿去了。
And then the third step was that he took them.
然后第四步就把它藏起来了，因为他晓得这是禁物。
And the fourth step is that he concealed them, for he recognized that, he realized that these are things under the ban.
所以我们自己也要很小心。
So we ourselves must be careful as well.
看见有的时候是不可免的。
Sometimes it's unavoidable to see some things.
但是要马上我们来到神的面前。
But we must come immediately before the Lord.
要在这里能够得胜。
And be victorious at that stage.
不然下去的不但我们自己遭殃，我们的全家，我们的全范围里的人数，甚至你看他那时候全部以色列人都遭殃。
Otherwise, not only will we be under the curse, but also everything within our sphere of influence will be under the curse. And as in the case of Israelites, the entire people, the Israelite people, were under the curse.
所以这个我们每一步路都要走得很小心。
So that's why we need to be careful every single step that we take.
那么这个时候在他们中间这个罪对付清楚了。
And so at that time when the sin was dealt with,
那个神就对约书亚说，我已经把爱城的王、民、城、地都交在你手里。
Then God said to Joshua, He said, I have given into your hands the kings of Ai, his people, his city, and his land.
这次城内所夺的财物和牲畜也都可以取作自己的掠物。
You shall take only its spoils and its cattle as plunder for yourselves.
而且神不但讲了这个话，还教他们说，你这次攻打爱的时候，要在城后面设下伏兵。
And not only that, but also God taught them that this time when you're taking on the sea of Ai, you need to set up an ambush.
那因为我在查这个约书亚记嘛，我就看见有的人说，如果亚干他是先前能够忍耐他对付他的贪心的时候，现在要拿多少猎物都没有问题了。
And so as I was preparing for this message, I read that some people said that if Achan he had the self-control initially to withhold the temptation, then this time they probably could have taken any possession within the city, any spoils of war that they desire.
那么现在所以约书亚因为有神的启示嘛，命令他就再次准备攻取爱城。
And so with this revelation from God,Joshua again make preparation to attack the city of Ai.
这里啊，很多人有不同的解释。
And so here there are different interpretations. Many people have different interpretations.
所以我就选了一个，就是他可能选了所有作战的三万的军啊，三万兵丁勇士到爱城后面，就是爱城的西面啊，找好可以埋伏在伯特利和爱城中间的地方，就留了5000人在那。
And so one of the interpretations I have read is that describes the plan as such, that he chose probably 30,000 experienced warriors to the west of the behind the city of Ai and find a good place to hide in Bethel.
然后就只留了5000人在那里。
And he only 5,000 soldiers remain.
那个就算是他们的伏兵嘛啊。
And so that was their ambush.
那么他这样子安排好了以后呢，就第二天他就准备带领其他的兵丁剩下来的，像第一次一样，就从前面进攻这个爱城。
And so once the ambush was all set up, he planned to on the second day to lead his remaining soldiers to attack the city from the north, just like before.
那么这个时候，爱城的王当然就看见了，他看见约书亚带军兵在这个城北安营，在原先的地方安营。
So the king of Ai saw Joshua leading his army and settling and setting camp on the north side of the city.
他这个王第二天清早就带全部的兵丁，他就先出来打以色列人。
And so this king on the early morning on the second day led the entire all the soldiers from the city to attack the Israelites.
那这个时候，约书亚跟这些众军兵，他们就在爱城王的面前就假装逃跑。
And so Joshua and all the remaining of his army pretend to flee in front of the king of Ai.
因为他们头一次失败了嘛，所以这次逃跑好像也蛮有道理的。
And because they failed the first time, so it seemed to make sense that they fled again the second time.
这个时候那个爱城的人很高兴，但是他们不知道有伏兵，所以他们把那个伯特利城的人都一起叫出来，一起来追赶这些逃的这些。
And so seeing the fleeing Israelites, the people of this city of Ai were really joyous. And so, because they didn't know that it was an ambush, so they also asked to have the people from the city of Bethel to join them and in chasing the fleeing Israelite army.
这个时候他们因为全部出来追嘛，所以那个城门就大开。
And so because they were all flooding out of the city, so the city gates were wide open.
那神就告诉约书亚，伸出手里的标枪。
And so at that moment, God commanded Joshua to extend his arms in which he was holding javelin.
这个中文的和合版啊，是用短枪。
In Chinese translation, is described as a short spear.
但是那个他的那个和合本的修订版就改了，就是说是标枪。
But then in the revised version of that translation, it uses the word javelin.
他们这个时候那个 javelin 就是像一个很大的剑，啊，不像个矛啊。
So at that time, the javelin are more like a very large arrow instead of like a spear.
它是有一个金属的尖的箭头。
And it has a metallic front, sharp front.
那个时候带这些标枪的人，他们就这个带很多支，然后就是用手在投掷的，打的时候是用手投出去的。
And so at the time, the people who carry these javelin, they would carry many of them. So in battle, they would throw them out.
所以这个时候，神就吩咐这个约书亚，他们一面在逃嘛，神就说叫他把标枪拿出来。
And so as they were pretending to flee, God commanded Joshua to extend his arm out with his javelin.
那这个时候呢，那伏兵就看见了，因为那个标枪头，他们那天一定是有太阳哈，就反射太阳有闪光。
And so because of that, on that day probably it was a very sunny day, because when he extended out his javelin, the light from the sun gleamed off from the tip of the javelin.
所以这伏兵就出来，他就进到城里面夺城，而且放火烧城。
And so the waiting, the ambushing army saw the light reflection from the tip, and they came out and entered into the city and took over the city and burned, set fire to the city.
Yeah. 那这个时候前面假装在跑逃的那些以色列人也转过身来攻击，在追杀他们的爱城的人。
And at that moment, the fleeing Israelites then turn around and start attacking the people that were chasing them.
所以这样子，爱城的军兵就变成被前后夹攻了，是吧
？And because of that, the army from the city of Ai came under attack from both sides.
那个你如果看圣经的话，约书亚记第八章二十六节说，约书亚没有收回手里所伸出来的标枪，直到他灭绝爱城所有的居民。
If you read chapter 8 verse 26, it says Joshua did not withdraw his hand with which he stretched out the javelin until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai.
我想啊，我们看旧约的时候，尤其这些里面啊，我们就看，哎呦，好神好像好残忍啊，每一个人通通全部都要杀掉。
And so, sometimes I think that when we read these Old Testament, we might think that God is so cruel that he destroyed all these inhabitants of these cities.
但是他是在讲一个属灵的征战，基本上。
But basically, God is trying to illustrate the spiritual warfare to us.
我想是不是神在提醒我们，灵里的敌人是一个也不可以让他继续存在的。
I think that this is a reminder to us that our spiritual enemies, we cannot allow even a single one to survive.
所有属灵的仇敌必须对付干净。
We need to cleanse all the spiritual enemies.
而且你看见像摩西在约书亚和那个代表肉体的亚玛利人征战的时候，他拿着神杖的手，他一直举在那里的。
And also, if we remember the battle it's recorded by Moses, that's the battle between Joshua and the Amalek, who represents the flesh. During the whole entire battle, Moses kept his staff and his hands up high and praying constantly.
Yeah.
And even when his hands were tired, somebody else was there to hold his, two other people were there to hold both his arms up.
他们就不停地宣告，神的旨意成就在地，如同在天。
And they kept on proclaiming God's will be done on earth as is in heaven.
所以这是一个很重要的事情。
And so this is a very important part.
我们今天只要还活在这个旧造的身体里面。
Today, as long as we're still living in this old creation,
一方面要靠主对付我们的老我。
On one hand, we need to rely upon the Lord to deal with our old self.
另外一方面需要靠主呢。对付灵界的仇敌。
And on the other hand, we also need to rely upon the Lord to deal with our spiritual enemies.
Yeah. 约书亚手里面的这个标枪，就影射我们全副军装中圣灵的宝剑。
So the javelin that's within Joshua's hand foreshadows the sword of the Spirit as described in our whole entire outfit.
Yeah. 这是你如果去看以弗所六章十七节，也就是神活的话语，就是他的 rhema。
And so this is described in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. In other words, this is also the living word of God, Rhema. Because the ambush army is a revelation from God. And so therefore, the javelin, which represents the prayer and proclamation, it cannot stop.
一直要到神的话语完全成就
，until God's words have been fulfilled。
所以他的标枪一直举在那里，一直到灭绝爱城所有的居民。
And that's why Joshua kept the javelin out all the way until all the inhabitants of Ai were utterly destroyed。
所以最后他们成功的这一件事实啊，就再次的鼓励我们。
And so the truth of their final victory once again.Encourages us.
因为主耶稣已经得胜了嘛，我们是他的身体，我们也最终一定会得胜的。
Because of our Lord Jesus, is victorious already. That as part of His body, we must also be victorious.
所以我们要继续祷告，继续宣告他的话，让他的旨意成就。
So we shall continue to pray and proclaim His will be done.
中间我岔出去一点，因为我觉得很有意思。这个属灵的征战跟属世界的征战还有一个不同的地方。
And as a side note, because I found this very interesting that the spiritual battle and the battle in this world are slightly different.
就是在约书亚记八章十节，他讲到约书亚和以色列的众长老在百姓前面上爱城去。
And that is that in Joshua chapter 8 verse 10, he mentioned that Joshua rose. And Joshua rose early in the morning and mustered the people, and he went up with the elders of Israel before the people to Ai.
因为我的牙医是一个以色列人，就是是 Jew， 是犹太人原来的。
So because my dentist is a Jew.
所以我问了他这个问题。
So I asked him about this.
我说你们今天以色列打仗的时候，是不是还是长官在前面领着兵打？
So I asked him. So even today, the Israelites, when you go to battle, are the commanders still the ones who are leading the charges?
因为我们基本上所有打仗都是兵在前面打，长官在后面指挥，对不对？
Because from my experience, most of the battles that I know that. That the soldiers who were the one who are first leading the charges.
所以，但是他告诉我，对，到今天为止，他们所有的征战有征战的话，都是那个长官在前面领着兵打。
And so my dentist responded and said, yes, indeed, even to today, all the battles that the Israel went through encountered, the commanders are the one who are leading the charges.
所以这是我们打属灵征战应该也是这个样子。
And so I think that should also be the way how we fight our spiritual battles.
那么摩西那个时候在他走以前，他吩咐这些以色列人，在进到河西神所赐他们的地以后呢，要在以巴路山上竖起几块大石头。
And so before Moses left this world, he commanded the people to enter into the west of the river they had to erect some stones at Mount Ebal.
它是，而且要涂上石灰。
And they must paint it with they must paint the stones with I guess with cement.
然后要把律法一切话写在上面。
And to record the commandments upon the stones.
还要在那里筑一个石坛。
And also built an altar of stones.
献上燔祭、平安祭。
And offer up burnt offerings and peace offerings.
因为从那天开始，他们就成为耶和华的子民了。
Because from that day forward, they are now considered the sons, the children of God.
所以要提醒啊，遵守神一切的话。
And so God wants to remind them to obey all of God's commandments.
而且他们那时候还要指定六个支派的人站在基利心上为百姓祝福。
And also at that time, the six tribes were commanded to stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people.
然后另外六个支派呢，就站在以巴路山上宣布咒诅。
And then the remaining six tribes were to stand on Mount Ebal to announce the curse.
要严肃地宣告遵守或者背逆神话语的结果。
And to seriously proclaim the consequences of either obeying or disobeying God's words.
后来我们也从以色列的历史里面看见，是真的是有这些事情发生了。
And also we can see from the history of the Israelites that indeed these things did happen.
显出来，而且证明这个祝福和咒诅的确是因为他们遵守或者是背逆神话语带来的结果。
And indeed it shows that the blessing they receive as well as the curse that they receive are from the corresponding obedience or and disobedience of God's words.
祝福的原因就是因为他们遵守神的话。
And they were blessed because they obeyed God's words.
咒诅的原因就是因为他们背逆了神的吩咐。
And they were cursed because they disobeyed God's commandments.
我想我们直到今天都是这个原则。
And I think even to today, we are still operating under this principle.
我这两天把那个以赛亚书很快的读了一遍。
And so I read quickly the entire book of Isaiah in the past 2 days.
这个也是这里面的原则。
And that is the same principle that I really recognize from in this book.
这个属灵的原则是不改变的。
And so the spiritual principle does not change.
所以这个约书亚在攻取到这个爱城以后，就照着摩西的吩咐。
And so after Joshua took the city of Ai, in accordance to Moses' commandment,
在北边事件的附近呢，以巴路山和基列新山就做了这个事情。
And so to the south of to south the of Mount Ebal, he and also Mount Gerizim.He did these things that Moses commanded.
这是在事件附近 Shechem.
It's near Shechem.
在事件附近，而且宣读了摩西当年吩咐的一切的话语。
And also proclaim, read out loud, Moses all the commandments that Moses proclaimed.
我们可以一起翻到《生命记》三十章。
And we could turn together to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
十九到二十节。
Verse 19 to 20.
我们可以一起念一下，中英一起念。 觉得那个扩音器是不是？我不晓得你们耳朵有没有听到有点嗡嗡嗡的声音啊
？Is there an echo？
啊，有一点好像。But anyway， 我们一起读哈，中英文翻到，我们一起读。
So do let me check.
三十章十九跟二十节。
Chapter 30, verse 19 to 20. And once we found it, let's read it together, both in Chinese and English.
呼天唤地，向你做见证，我将生死祸福沉溺在你面前。
And I welcome heaven to witness against you today that I have set before you.Life and death, a blessing and a curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him. For this is your life in the land of the distance, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them.
Okay, so you find that this is very clear.
And so you can see that it's already been very clearly laid out.
我想他也在鼓励我们，要我们拣选生命。
And so I think he's also encouraging us to choose life.
Yeah, 就是什么呢？要爱耶和华。
And that to love the Lord your God.
听从他的话。
And to obey his voice.
然后专专的靠他。
And holding fast to him.
因为他是我们的生命，真正的生命。
For he is our true life.
Okay.所以我们他们那个时候 身体外面的身体虽然在应许地但是他还是在征战的里面
So at the time even though their physical body is now in the promised land but then they are still doing battle
征战得胜以后呢这个一场一场战争得胜以后照样还是不能放松要守住神一切的法则
And even after they gain victory after each battle they still cannot relaxBut they still need to hold on to God's, obey God's all commandments.
所以我们在世的时候，无论在哪个阶段，因为神是圣洁的，我们也必须靠他保守自己，分别为圣。
So in the same way as we're living in this world, that no matter what stage we're in, and because He is holy, that we must keep, we must rely upon Him to keep ourselves sanctified as well.
因为属灵的征战是免不了的。
Because spiritual warfare is unavoidable.
一直要靠主打到见他面的日子。
So we need to rely upon him to fight until the day we see him.
我觉得特别是在今天啊，我们更要小心，因为他回来的日子好像很长了，不能说哦，我以后再准备吧。现在每天都得准备。
And especially, I think today, we cannot think that his day of return is far away. We need to be on alert every single day.
希望我们每一个属神的孩子，不但我们不倒闭在旷野啊。在应许美地也能够靠主安居到底。
And I hope that every single children of God that not only will not fall to the side in the wilderness, but even when we're still living in the promised land, we can rely upon the Lord to live to the end.
那么当时呢，在迦南的南部有很多的小城国。
So at the time, to the south of land of Canaan, there were a lot of little city states.
他们都听见以色列人攻下了耶利哥啊、爱城啊、伯特利这个，他们是这个中部地带的城。
And so they all heard about how the Israelites took over took the city of Jericho, city of Ai, and a lot of medium-sized cities in the mid section.
In the middle part
of the land of Canaan.
他们就这些小城国呢，就聚集商讨，准备一起对抗以色列人。
And so these city states gathered together to discuss how to resist the Israelites.
那这个时候呢，在爱城的西南六里半远的一个西魏人的基片城，有这么一个基片城。
And so at the time, to the southwest.About 6.5 miles from the city of Ai, there's the Hivites who live in the city of Gibeon.
Yeah. 他还有附近另外三个城。
And along with the people in the three other cities around that area.
他们因为惧怕被以色列人消灭，就假装是住在很远地方的居民，就来到这个以色列人前面。
Out of fear of being destroyed by the Israelites, well, they pretend to be people from far away.
而且他们自己愿意说我们来做你们的仆人。
And they also offer up to be servants to the Israelites.
来跟他们不但是求和，而且要立约。
As an exchange for peace, as well as demanding to take covenant with the Israelites.
他们因为来到这个基甲的时候呢，他们只提就是说很久以前发生的事情，就听见说神只提他们听见神向埃及还有河东两个亚摩利王的所作所为。
And so, when they came to Gilgal, they only just talked about things that they heard that happened a long time ago in Egypt, as well as to the two kings of Amorites from the east of the river.
而且他们把他们随身带的东西给这些以色列人看。
And then also they took they show the Israelites the things that the personal possessions that they brought along with them.
他说：“你看，我们离开家的时候带这些食物，现在已经又干又长霉了。”
And they said that I call heaven and earth to witness again. He said they took out the bread and said told them that this is our bread which was warm when we took it from.For our provisions out of our houses on the day that we left to come to you. But now, behold, it is dry and has become crumbled.
那现而且我们离开家的时候，这个啤酒袋是新的，现在也破了，也被补过了都。
And also, these wineskins which we filled were new, and behold, they are torn.
哎，然后再加上这个我们当初穿的衣服都是蛮新的，但是因为我们路太远了，所以现在就显得很旧。
And these old clothes, these our clothes and our sandals are worn out because of the very long journey.
连我们的鞋子都被补过了。
And even our sandals were worn and repaired.
所以这个约书亚和以色列人一看到他们带来的这些东西呢，就马上相信了，就跟他们讲和，而且立约。
And so.When Joshua and the Israelites saw all these things that they showed them, they believed them, and then accepted the peace offering, the peace, and also made covenant with them. And not realizing that they were deceived by the people of Gibeon.
他一直到三天以后，他们才发现，哦呦，这些人是住在我们这个地上的希未人呢。
Until 3 days later, when they finally realized that these were actually the people that were living in this, the Hivites that were living on the same land that the Israelites are currently on.
Yeah. 但是因为他已经起誓立约了嘛。
But because they already made covenant with them,
就只能允许他们活的。
They could only allow these people to live.
只是呢，永远要做大家劈柴挑水的仆人。
But then they were only to become hewers of wood and drawers of water.
所以这四个城的人，就是基片人带这一起同谋的四个城的人呢，是迦南人里面唯一有的一群，因为有合约可以保存性命的原住民。
And so because of that, the people from city of Gibeon as well as the surrounding three cities, they so in total these the people from all four cities were the only people in the land of Canaan.That survived because of the covenant they made.
这个约书亚和以色列人在这里的失败，是因为他们没有把这个事带到神前求问。
And so the failure of Joshua and the Israelites in this particular instance is because they did not brought this particular event before the Lord and asked.
我相信这个约书亚的责任是最大的，因为他是做领袖的。
And I believe, Joshua bore the greatest responsibility for this, for he is the leader.
可能他因为事情很多。
And maybe it's because he had many things on his mind.
这种突然发生的这种事情，他也没有时间去深思熟虑。
And so when this happened, he probably didn't have time to really think about it.
而且他也忘了求问神了。
And probably,
最重要的事情忘了。
And most importantly,He probably had forgotten to ask God about this.
因为他想，这个每一个当地的城，神都会，他都照着神的带领去，要把它消灭的。
Because he's probably thinking that every city that they encountered so far, God led them to destroy all the city.
但是这么远的一个城，你看他们东西全部都发霉啊，或者是补过啊，这么远的一个城， 大概不是在神给他的范围里面。
And so he probably thought that these people come from such a faraway land to the point where by the time they reach them, all their possessions were warm. So probably that their cities are so far away, they're probably not part of God's plan for them.
因为以后我们如果讲到陶城的时候，你会知道当时河东河西的地大概从任何一个地方到吉甲都不会超过二十几天的时间。
And so because as we talk about later, talk about the city of refuge, we learn that no matter where you, regardless is the land that's the east or west of the river, it's only about less than about 20 days of travel to the city of Gibeon. It's only about 20 days travel to the city of Gilgal.
Yeah. 所以食物跟衣物啊都不会变得这么旧的。
And so, whether it's provisions or clothing, they shouldn't become that old and worn.
所以你知道仇敌有的时候啊，打不赢的时候是骗我们。
And so from this, you realize that sometimes when the enemies can't defeat us, they will try to deceive us.
我们要一定要记得，我们不是头。
And so we must remember that we are not the head.
我们不能只靠自己的想法和我们的分辨能力。来做任何的决定。
And so we can't use our own, own way of thinking and our own judgment to make any decisions.
很多事情，我们的老我都是一个反应，对不对？然后我喜欢这个，不喜欢那个，就有自己有一个选择。
And so oftentimes, our old self, whenever we encounter something, we have our own way of thinking and interpreting these things. I like this or I don't like that, and then we follow and follow through with that.
Yeah, 但是我们要知道，我们今天凡是属他的人，自己不是头了。我们能够看得多远呢？我们连下一个钟头要发生什么事情，我们都不知道。
But today, because we are His children, we need to realize that we are no longer the head because.By relying on ourselves, we can't see that far. We can't even see down like what happens in the next hour.
所以无论什么事情，我们第一个要紧是先带到神的面前来求问。
And so, regardless what happens, the very first thing we need to do is bring that event before the Lord and ask.
所以当主有感动的时候，我们就一定要跟着他的带领走。
And so, when God moves us, we must follow Him.
所以先要来求问。然后要跟着头走，就没错了。
And so we need to always ask first, and then follow the head.
那么，当时的基片是一座很大的城呐。
And so, the city of Gibeon at the time is a very large city.
因为那时候，有大城有小城。
So at the time you have these cities that are great and big and large, and also you have smaller cities.
基片是属于大城里面的。
So City of Gibeon is one of those larger cities.
而且它的城里面很多都是勇士。
And also within those city walls, they have many brave warriors.
所以在那一个地带啊，有五个住在山地的亚摩利王，包括耶路撒冷王和希伯伦王，他们就惧怕自己的存活，就连在一起了。
And so in that area there are five kings that live in the mountain region, including the king of Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, and also the king of Hebron.
他们因为听见以色列人有不断的得胜嘛。
And because they heard the news of the Israelites gaining victories one after another,
他们就一起联合，他们就进攻了基片。
And so they joined together and they attacked Gibeon.
那么基片呢，因为他现在已经是等于是属于以色列人的了，他就去找这个以色列人到他们到吉甲去求助了。
And so from the city of Gibeon, so at that time, by then, they pretty much fall under the control of Israel. So they send people to the city of Gilgal to seek assistance, help.
所以这个时候呢，神就在约书亚准备去救基片的时候，跟这个约书亚说。
And so when Joshua is about to lead the army to rescue the city of Gibeon, God said to Joshua.
因为有五个王嘛哈。
Because he's about to take on five kings.
他说不要怕他们。
God said, "Do not fear them."
因为我已经将他们交在你手里。
For I have given them into your hands.
他们没有一个人能在你面前站立得住的。
Not one of them shall stand before you.
这个是约书亚记十章八节说的。
So this is recorded in Joshua chapter 10 verse 8.
所以呢，约书亚呢，就和他所有的勇士兵丁在夜间就开始行军。
And so Joshua, along with all his entire army, started to march out in the middle of the night.
他们走了二十五里的上山的道路。
And they marched for 25 miles uphill.
来突击这五王的联军。
And to attack the armies of the five kings.
那个神在其中也行了两件奇迹，因为我相信这五王的联军一定是。很多很多的一个军，很大的一个军队。
And because the five kings' army probably is very large in numbers, so God had two miracles.
一个是这个五王的联军在伯和伦下坡路上逃跑的时候，神从天上降下大冰雹。
One, the first of which is that when the armies of the five kings were fleeing from Beth Horon.When they were fleeing downhill, that God had the hail rain down from heaven.
结果呢，打死冰雹打死的敌人比以色列人用刀杀死的还多得多。
And these were large hail, and so the result is that the number of enemies that were killed by the hail were actually greater than the number of enemies that were killed by the Israelites themselves.
还有一个神迹。
And then the second one
是。这个约书亚就在众以色列人面前就向神祷告。
Was that Joshua pray in front of the Israelites?
他说：“日头啊，你要停在基片。
”He said, "O sun, stand still at Gibeon."
月亮啊，你要止在亚亚伦谷。
And O moon in the valley of Ajalon.
结果呢，果然那个日头就在天当中就停住，几乎有一天这么长。
And after he prayed, indeed the sun.Stood for the entire day, lasted the entire day in the middle of the sky.
只等到他们向敌人报仇完毕。
Until they so accomplished their goal.
那我在查这个的时候呢，很多人也有不同的解释。
And so when I looked into this, there were different people have different interpretation of this event as well.
我想这个重点应该就是说，耶和华既然说他已经将仇敌交在他们手里面。耶和华就会替以色列人征战。
I think the important point is that because God already said that he had delivered the enemies into his hand, so they have already won the victory.
所以神自己讲的话，他自己会完成他的信实的神。
And then the bottom line is that God will fulfill his own words.
这个在这个后来呢，你就会发现这五个王就藏躲在一个叫做马基大的一个洞里。
And so after the defeat, the five kings went and hid in a cave in Makkedah.
这个洞是在耶路撒冷城的西南二十里的地方。
And so this cave is to the southwest of Jerusalem, about 20 miles.
那么约书亚这个时候知道这个消息的时候，他就叫人把那个大石头把那个洞口把它堵起来，而且派人看守。
And after Joshua learned of the news, he sent people to roll large stone in front of the cave entrance to block it and send people to guard the entrance.
而且鼓励其他的这个以色列的军队，因为他说神已经把他们交在你们手里了。
And he also used what God told him to encourage the Israel army, saying that for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hand.
所以他就鼓励这些以色列人呢，就追赶。而且杀尽剩下的仇敌。
And using these words, he encouraged the Israelites to continue to pursue and eradicate every single one of the remaining enemies.
所以最后，除了一些有一些这些五王联军，有一些少数的人逃到坚固城里面去以外呢，基本上全部都被杀光了。
And because of that, in the end, other than just a very small number who fled into very strong cities, other than these people.All the remaining armies were destroyed.
那么这个时候，约书亚他们就回到马基大，就把这五个王也杀了。
And then at that point, then they returned to Makkedah to kill the remaining the five kings.
然后之后又把马基大所有的人口也都杀尽了。
And also after that, kill all the living things in Mecca.
然后这个约书亚就带领以色列人照着神的吩咐，在迦南南部的许多城里啊，凡有气息的都杀尽。
And then after that, under the leadership of Joshua, the Israelite, in accordance to God's commandment, went to the south of land of Canaan and to kill all living things.
那圣经上强调说，这是因为耶和华以色列人的神为他们征战。
And so they went into those cities and killed off all the living things. And the Bible all the people.
Yeah.
And so the Bible emphasized again here is because God is leading is doing battle for the Israelites.
他们这个全部杀尽了以后，他们才回到基甲的营里面。
And only when all this are accomplished, then they return back to their barracks in Gilgal.
圣经上也跟我们讲了为什么神叫他们通通杀尽。
And also the Bible tells us why God commanded the Israelites to kill all the people.
我们一起看一下《申命记》九章四节。
And let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 4.
九章四节，我们中文英文一起读吧。
So Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 4, let's read together.
好。
Do not say in your heart when the Lord your God has driven them out before you. Because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is dispossessing them before you.
所以你知道，这些人大概在神面前已经恶贯满盈，受处罚的时间早就该到了。
And so, so from this you can see that these people that were originally inhabiting this land, they were full of wickedness. So their judgment is long overdue.
Yeah. 另外一方面呢，他这个就影射，就是从旧约的故事来影射我们今天属灵的征战。
And so from these stories, it foreshadows our spiritual battles today.
为什么呢？我们再看一个地方是《申命记》二十章十七、十八节。
And the reason is, let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 17 to 18.
Yeah, 二十章十七、十八节，我们也是中英一起读。
So, chapter 20, verse 17 to 18, and
yeah.
Again, we'll read Chinese and English together.
Okay.When
you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that they may not teach you to do according to all their detestable things which they have done for their gods, so that you would sin against the Lord your God.
Yeah, 因为我们后来看见在士师记。
And so because later we saw that,later we saw that in the book of Judges.
我们看见以色列人有很多失败的地方。
But we saw that there were many failures among the Israelites.
就是因为他们没有杀尽一切的仇敌。
And it's because they did not completely eradicate all their enemies.
他就受了一些不是从神来的影响。
And so they come under the influence of things that are not of God.
所以就惹了神的咒诅和怒气。
And that brought upon God's wrath and His curse.
所以希望我们今天得着他们灵里面给我们的教训。
And so may we learn the spiritual lesson that they taught us.
我们一定要谨慎啊，求主带领我们，不能丝毫大意。
And we must be very cautious and pray that the Lord will lead us.And that we may not be careless.
我们讲了这么久，你就会发现，在以色列人赢得应许美地的征战的过程里面，有一句话常常出现，就是神已经把怎么怎么怎么，城王民地都交在你手里。神已经，神已经。
So after all these events that we just went through, probably you realize that in all of Israel's battles and their victories in the Promised Land.One particular phrase appears often, and that is where God had already delivered a certain city or a certain king or their people into your hands.
Or
land into your hands.
我计算了一下，如果计算没错的话，
And if my counting is correct,
河东之地，神亲自对摩西说了三次，我已经。
In regarding to the land to the east of the river, God used this phrase with Moses three times.
你如果愿意，你可以去查《民数记》二十一章三十四节，《生命记》二章二十四节和三章二节。
And you can feel free to look it up yourself, but these three times happen in Numbers chapter 21, verse 34, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24, as well as chapter 3, verse 2.
Yeah. 然后摩西重复神所说过的话，在《生命记》一章十八节有一次。
And Moses repeated what God told him, the phrase God already delivered in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 18. He repeated one time.
然后约书亚记关于这个河西的地方。
And in the book of Joshua, in regarding to the land to the west of the river.
神亲自对约书亚也说了三次。
God himself said to Joshua three times.
六章二节、八章一节跟十章八节。
And there are chapter 6 verse 2, chapter 8 verse 1, and chapter 10 verse 8.
约书亚后来他自己也重复神对他说的话也有三次。
And Joshua himself repeated what God told him three times as well.
六章十六节、十章十九节和二十三章九节。
Chapter 6, verse 16, chapter 10, verse 19, and chapter 23, verse 9.
再加上约书亚他派去耶利哥城的两个探子，因为心中的感动也说了一次，二章二十四节。
And also, because of at the time when Joshua sent two spies to the city of Jericho, because he was moved, he said one time as well, and that's in chapter 2, verse 24.
然后妓女拉合也因为他自己心里的感动说了一次，是在二章九节。
And Rahab the harlot, because she was moved as well in her heart, she also said this once in chapter 2, verse 9.
所以这一句话，神已经 blah 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 都交在你手里，这句话重复了十二次，如果没算错的话。
And so according to this calculation, this counting, then the phrase God had already delivered so and so or things into your hands has been used 12 times.
果然，当了他们勇敢地跟着神去做，跟着去打仗的时候，这句话就次次应验。
And indeed.When they obeyed when they obeyed God's commandment and fought bravely in battles, every single time God fulfilled his promise.
我就想到马太十六章十九节这个祷告。
And that reminds me of the prayer in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19.
我们一起念一下这个英文的，因为这个中文的翻译不太一样。
And so let's read the English version because the Chinese translation is slightly different.
这 NASB 的翻译非常好。
So the NASB translation is very good.
Okay, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
And whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
这个中文很难翻。
So it's kind of hard to translate into Chinese.
但这里很清楚地告诉我们。
But here it clearly tells us,
我们为什么在地上可以捆绑成功呢?
By what power can we successfully bind on earth?
不是我们自己有什么特殊的能力。
It's not because we have certain special abilities.
但是只是因为神在天上实际的灵界里已经捆绑了。
But rather it's because God in heaven, in the spiritual realm, had already bound.
我们在地上能够释放成功的。
And whatever we can release on earth,
也不是因为我们有什么特殊的权柄。
It's not because we have certain privileges.
也单单是因为神自己在天上实际的灵界里已经释放了。
It's only because God in heaven, which is spiritual realm, have already loosed.
就像约书亚讲的那句话，日头停在天上一天。
And just like Joshua said, may the sun stay in the sky for a day.
我相信就是这个原则。
And I think that's the reason. This is the principle.
我们他在那一刻，或者说我们在那一刻，只不过是显出我们的确是连在头上的一个成熟的肢体罢了。
And for because I believe at that moment he showed that we are a mature part of the body.
Mature member.
Mature member of the body.
我们已经长到一个可以做头的出口的生命了。
So our life had matured to a point where which it could become the outlet of the head for the head.
所以我们就看见启示录三章二十一节有一个非常大的一个前景摆在我们面前。
And so that's why we can see that in Revelation chapter 3 verse 21, it says.
我们也是中英一起念好了，念 PowerPoint 就可以了。
And so again, we can read Chinese and English together. We can read from PowerPoint.
Okay.得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐的。哎，这个不得了，这个前景啊，是至终我们可以长成天的流露。
And so this is incredible. Is that eventually we can grow to a point where the heaven can show forth, can show through us.
我真是求主，真是帮助我们每一个属他的人。能够愿意啊，而且跟着他活的话，那个 Rhema 一起豁出去啊。
I truly hope and pray that God will help each every single one of us who belongs to Him to be able to live out His word, the Rhema, fully commit to live out His word.
这个有的时候真是豁出去，这是不简单的。
This is, sometimes it does require you indeed to be fully committed.
Yeah.这是一直要走到见他面的日子。
And walk until the day that we see him again.
因为主耶稣已经成功了，我们不需要失败的。
For our Lord Jesus has gained victory already, and so we shall not lose.
我那天写到这里的时候，晚上躺在床上到两点钟都睡不着。
And so that day, as I was preparing on the day when I was preparing this message, when I wrote this part.I lay in bed until 2 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't fall asleep.
因为太喜乐了。
Because I was so full, it was just so joyous.
你看神给我们的是有多大的一个权柄 ，in a sense.
In a sense, God has given us such great authority.
哎，耶稣已经成功，我们不需要失败。
So for our Lord Jesus is victorious, so we shall not, we will not fail.
真是要感谢赞美主。这个有这么奇妙无比，而且远远超过我们想象的一个前途。
So we truly want to thank and praise our God for giving us this amazing future that is beyond what we could have imagined.
Yeah, 他不但赐给我们全备的救恩，我们平常就讲啊，神赐给我们全备的救恩。
And not only has He given us this complete salvation, what we things that we usually talk about.
他在耶稣里还给我们与他一同掌权。这个又荣耀又永远，而且这是到永世哦，永远这个丰盛的生命，他也给了我们。
He also in Christ gave us this eternal and full life, that's full glory.
我不晓得你们会不会也高兴到两点钟睡不着觉。
I'm not sure if you are also realizing this that you also lay in bed and staying awake until 2 in the morning.
但是我发现我们一定要豁出去。
But what I realize is that we must.Fully commit.
求主帮助我们像约书亚跟加勒一样专心跟随主。
And we pray that the Lord will help us, so that we can be just like Joshua and Caleb, and to hear only to look at only the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have word prayer.
我们亲爱的主耶稣，亲爱的天父。
Our dear Lord Jesus, our Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你。
We want to thank you.
今天我们在新约的日子，我们已经进到这个属灵的实际里面。
And in the days of New Testament, we have entered into the spiritual world.
在耶稣基督里，你赐给我们这样一个高得不得了的一个属天的生命。
And in our Lord Jesus Christ, you have given us this utmost, the highest life.
求主帮助我们专心跟着你走。
Please help us to follow you only.
让我们不但从旧造慢慢进入新造新天新地。
So that not only can we enter into new creation from the old creation and enter into this new heaven and new earth.
也能够满足你造我们的心意。
I also can satisfy your heart for creating us.
求主真的是帮助我们在所有你给我们的困难环境里面。
So please truly help us inWhen we face all the challenges you allow us to face,
我们真是能够等候你，等到你的话向我们说。
So that we can truly wait for you and wait until your words speak to us.
也经历到你自己话语的成就。
And also experience the salvation of your words.
让我们真是在主的里面，靠着你的话，能够 渐渐的成长，又得到儿子的身量。
And in the Lord and by your word that we can grow and mature and receive sonship.
主啊，求你让我们在凡是属你的人在这里，在我们全家，我们的全 sphere 里面，属你的人，主啊，都能够荣耀你的名。
And so may all everyone that's in our family and everyone around in our sphere become under your name.
And
glorify your name.
让我们真实都能够满足你天父创造我们的爱心和创造我们的目的。
And so bring satisfaction to you to fulfill your purpose for creating us and creating the heaven and earth.
主啊，我们知道，我们希望你来的日子非常近。
And we hope that your day of return is near.
求你让我们真的是常常跟你说话，常常跟着你走，专心跟着你走。
We fellowship with you often and walk with you often.
把所有的事情都带到你的面前来求问。
And bring everything before you and ask.
愿意执行你的旨意，而不是我们自己心里的愿望。
And willing to obey your commandments and not our own will.
帮助我们。
Please help us.
因为你知道我们都是软弱的。
For you know we are weak.
但是主，你自己已经成功了。
But Lord, you are victorious already.
我们就靠你。
So all we have to do is just rely upon you.
一直到见你面的日子。
Until the day that we see you.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Thank you.